The geisha, called Trembling Leaf, on her knees beside James Bond, leant forward from the waist and kissed him chastely on the right cheek. "That's a cheat," said Bond severely. "You agreed that if I won, it would be a real kiss on the mouth." "At the very least," he added. Grey Pearl, the madame, who had black lacquered teeth, a bizarre affectation, and was so thickly made up that she looked like a character out of a no-play, translated. There was much giggling and cries of encouragement. Trembling Leaf covered her face with her pretty hands, as if she were being required to perform some ultimate obscenity. But then the fingers divided, and the pert brown eyes examined Bond's mouth, as if taking aim, and her body lanced forward. This time the kiss was full on the lips, and it lingered fractionally. In invitation? In promise? Bond remembered that he had been promised a pillow geisha. Technically, this would be a geisha of low caste. She would not be proficient in the traditional arts of her calling. She would not be able to tell humorous stories, sing, paint, or compose verses about her patron. But, unlike her cultured sisters, she might agree to perform more robust services. Discreetly, of course, in conditions of the utmost privacy. And at a high price. But to the boorish, brutalized tastes of a gaijin, a foreigner, this made more sense than having a tanker of 31 syllables, which, in any case he couldn't understand, equate in exquisite ideograms his charms with budding chrysanthemums on the slopes of Mount Fuji. The applause which greeted this unbridled exhibition of lasciviousness died quickly and respectfully. The powerful, chunky man in the black yukata, sitting directly across the low red lacquer table from Bond, had taken the Dunhill filter holder from between his golden teeth and had laid it beside his ashtray. "Bondo-san," said Tiger Tanaka, head of the Japanese Secret Service, "I will now challenge you to this ridiculous game, and I promise you in advance that you will not win." The big, creased brown face that Bond had come to know so well in the past month split expansively. The wide smile closed the almond eyes to slits. Slits that glittered. Bond knew that smile. It wasn't a smile. It was a mask with a golden hole in it.